And welcome back to Crunch Time with thanks to Ringwood Mazda. And when it comes to the crunch, you won't get a better deal. Time, boys, just to have a quick look through today's games. And what a game it is there at the MCG. Richmond and Geelong, we spoke to Benny Gale earlier. We know how big the game is for the Tigers, but so it is too for the Cats. So what do we reckon, boys? Kingy, start with you.
Well, I give Geelong a huge chance in this. I think that when you look at the flaws in their game at the moment, they're all around getting their hands on the ball. Contested football, particularly in their back 50, their ability to win the ball at ground level in their back 50 is gone. That's always been a strength of theirs. But I just get the feeling that they see Richmond as their bunny in a lot of ways. And I think they know how to play against Richmond. If you can slow them down, you can beat them. I just got a feeling their senior core have made a statement to each other through the week to say, we don't let these blokes get us. This is a game we've got to win.
It's going to be a great contest. And well said, Kingy. I got a stat off champion data this week. The contested ball there, they're averaging minus 23.5. Mm. Now, what Richmond don't like is contested ball giants because they don't get it to the outside run. So we've got a little bit of Richmond hoping they can win the contest and get it out to their runners. And the Cats aren't great in that area, but I reckon I don't know who's going to win. I've got no idea, to be honest.
I'm a quick tip from you, Nick, on that one.
I probably think Geelong, similar to what Kingy said, because Richmond, they're not great in any of the stats, really. They're middle of the range. I guess that's why, at the moment, they sit in the middle of the competition as an average team. But they're first for marks inside 50, and I think that Geelong's defence is pretty good still, despite the fact they have lost some players through the middle and up forward, but they're pretty good, so I think they should be able to prevent that.
What about attitude? Now, there's the stats. What about attitude today, Kingy and Maxi, after performance and the week they've had of a lot being put on the table? Does it draw an effect or what?
I just think it comes down to who you've got confidence in. And poor teams find a way to lose, and good teams find a way to win. And I think that there'll be five or six moments today where you'll say, these instances decided the game. And I've got more trust that Selwood will go and put his head over the ball than any of the Richmond players. I've got more trust in Harry Taylor backing back with a flight and intercepting a mark than I have with any of the Richmond players. And I've got more trust that a Stevie Johnson will take control of his footy club and go back and kick the goal with more consistency and more absolute, you know, definitive measure than
trust.
what any Richmond player will do. And until I see Richmond do it, I just can't pick them.
All right, word. Sydney and the Bulldogs. Maxie, you're staying on to do this game with the boys here. Any chance for the Doggies?
Oh, look, you wouldn't think so. I think they've surprised everyone. They've been very, very good. If the rain comes, I think it's going to fall more in Sydney's favour, which we expect it to as well. So, also, looking at their team, I think Benny McGlynn's gone back to the twos. He's really important for them, and I know he's had a really interrupted pre-season, so he's gone back just to get a bit more fitness under his belt so he can come back in and play those roles. But also a couple of younger players they've left out, and I think that going in line with what Kingy was talking about earlier in terms of teams trying to manage their list, I think that when you look at, from my experience with Mick Malthouse, with young players, he wouldn't put him in for 8, 10, 12 weeks in a row. He'd try and put him in for 4 to 6 weeks, give him a week off, bring him back, do it again. And I think that we'll see that with Sydney, with guys like, obviously Heaney's injured, so it's a bit different, but Cunningham and guys like that.
All right, in a word, boys, the Suns and the Lions. We want to spend more time on North and Hawthorn. So quick word at the Suns and the Lions. Anyone got any strong thought on that?
No, I really... Brisbane.
Hard to watch either of these teams. Hello, can you just text me who wins?
Okay, we'll do that.
I think you're underestimating the Dogs a bit, Maxie.
Yeah, I do too.
All right.
Okay. What more do they need to do, the Dogs? They've been absolutely first class.
They have been. They've been absolutely sensational. I just still see Sydney as one of the top three teams who are going to be challenged for a flag, and I don't see Bulldogs there yet. So I just think that the Swans will get on top of them.
All right, before we wrap then, the Kangaroos and Hawks. Guys, we know that Hawthorn have lost a couple of key players in important positions in defence. Does that make them vulnerable against North?
Oh, I think it does. I think this is exactly the games that they recruited Jared Waite for. No Lake down there. They're vulnerable down back. He needs to kick 4 or 5 to show that they've absolutely gone the right way, the Kangaroos, with their free agency decisions.
So, are you tipping North?
I think North can win. They need to get a lot right. Look, it's an absolute 50-50 this, and Hart says Kangas.
Poppy's going to be sorely missed as well with that forward pressure. I was at this game last year.
It's a ripper.
And North Melbourne played sensational football. Drew Petrie, by memory, I think, had a pretty good game. North We can remember that game against Port 2 weeks ago. It was one of the fastest games of football we've ever seen. It was just going bang, bang, bang.
What round do you think Daniel Wells will put his hand up and say, I'm not
going to play? I don't know where.
Will it be this season, do you think?
I don't know Daniel Wells' mentality very well. I'm picking Hawthorn, but I really don't know who's going to win this one either.
Nick, your last word on that one?
I'm going to go with the Hawks just, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Roos can do the job.
All right, that's it, boys. Another big crunch time. Done and dusted. As we said, Nick staying on with the team here in Sydney. KB, Matty G and all the team for the Swans and the Dogs. It's all with thanks to Ringwood Mazda, of course. When it comes to the crunch, you won't get a better deal. Stand by for the footy.